watching Prohibition fall down.
What's up, guys? Waking in a bacon. Getting ready for the big weekend, hanging out, man. Indo Expo coming up.
Yeah, looking forward to hanging, dude.
Yes, I'll be making my way down from the great white north. It is actually up here. I'm feeling for you Canadians today. You can even see I'm wearing my toque during the show. My toque, I should say.
What's a toque?
I think everywhere other than where I'm at, like somebody called Vancouver, like in BC, like the California of like everything else is like somebody's, I think it was Ramo. He's like, dude, everything else is frozen. Like it's super cold. But anyway, I'll take the rain for that. And let's get into what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to say, hey, did you know that, Scotty, you're more microbe than human?
I did know that, sir. I did know that.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't. I caught some interesting information we're going to bullshit about. And then Scott's reading books in his sleep again, so you have what to talk about?
And the microbe, it's funny that you mentioned it. Last night I couldn't sleep, so I threw on this I Contain Multitudes book, and it was talking just what you were talking about, like the timing. It's like we knew the plan, man.
Yes. I Contain Multitudes?
Yes. Interesting right. Book.
All right, before we get into it, DGC Outlet is open 24/7. You can shop there anytime. We have some new seeds in there from Sunleaf Seed Company.
Yeah.
We also have the DGC, I called them the DGC Dank Jars. Does that work?
They're nice, man. Yeah, they are really nice.
They have a really good airtight seal on the top. I haven't even had my hands on one yet, but you have. Ooh. You'll vouch for this.
My hand's on it right now, and the jar too.
I put it in the description, and it will hold an eighth nicely, or you can squeeze or force a quarter into it.
Nice description.
But go over there and check those out. You members get 30% off across the outlet when you're getting 30% off on some seed packs we're going to have up. It's like, yeah, it's hot deals.
Good
all right,
stuff.
So what are you guys medicating with over there?
Hey, you know what? This morning, Warehouse Kyle came in and brought some honey banana live resin. He was like, you smoking yet?
Yeah.
Not live resin?
Not live resin. Really good wax. Terpy wax.
I mean, it's buttery, though.
Terpy wax.
A terpy wax? Is that what you call it?
Live resin has to be fresh frozen plants.
And that was not?
That was not fresh frozen plants.
Okay. Oh, pardon me, man. I stand corrected, sir. Delicious wax, though. I haven't been smoking lately, trying to get rid of a cough. My cough just comes back like that. So just been taking it easy on smoking.
I've been on a live rosin kick recently. I picked up some 710 Labs papaya, and it is the best.
When have you not been on a kick?
I mean, yeah, true. But it tastes like Skittles. Like, it's completely solventless extract from a plant that tastes like Skittles. It's ridiculous.
I like it. The taste, that is one thing with those that it's just too good to be. Yeah, not true, because it's true, but yeah, some of the taste with extracts, it's you amazing. Don't get that out of the flower.
It's true.
But then again, vice
those
versa.
Those Percy live rosins are only pressed out of, it's like six-star bubble hash. Like, even the five-star doesn't make it into that. It's just like the best of the best water hash that they have gets pressed into live rosin. So
quality in, quality out, yo.
That is the point.
I am toking on, since you didn't ask.
Oh, dude, what are you toking on, brother? Come on.
Almost toking on. I'm getting excited for my homegrown, man. The DDC, the Canadian DDC, is really taking care of me. I have plenty of flour. I shouldn't say plenty. Plenty of flowers when you got bags and bags and bags. You don't mind throwing ounces to friends for the hell of it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm getting ready to enjoy my homegrown soon. I'm going to send some samples out to some of you Canadian DDC as well. But it's I'm really stoked to have that. And before I used to talk about wattage sometimes on the show, like, oh yeah, man, you could, if you have a nice 400 watts, and Scotty, you're always trying to go bigger, why not? And I'm kind of grinning, like I'm pulling a harvest that came out from under a 600 watt
right.
HID Hortilux, as well as I had a little 140 watt closet case, like mixing spectrums with it. And I'd like to have more, and mainly because of it. Like, I have enough personal. But you can have enough for yourself and your friends is really where I want to be. So, or for parties or events where you don't even feel bad, like somebody, you know, for whatever, maybe they want to demonstrate an extraction machine or whatever. Hey, you got get like QP you could throw at me, shit like that. It's always nice to have more, all within legal means, of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I used to say, man. If you're going to get caught for growing a little, you might as well get caught for growing a lot.
Man, I've been working. We'll see up here. I might be trying to work on getting my medical and enjoying
more of
the medical benefits.
Yeah, someone tried to explain the like risk reward thing with me, and I think they misunderstood the point, because they were like, you only want to keep it below this amount because then it doesn't trigger something, but it's like, but I could just grow more and get pretty much the same penalty,
sure.
Just a little bit worse.
Sure. Bigger plants, you're saying?
Well, no, you're like margins. You're going to make a lot more growing.
Oh, better.
More. Yeah.
Sure. So sure.
Might as well.
Stick with quality. Well,
I'll tell you what the DDC is smoking on here. Dank Nugs, StuGroves.com, under the latest. This is Killer Queen and an Auto Pot. Auto Pot, guys, is a pot that typically, I think they have like a little float. They go back to a res. They usually run in a pack of them, you know, like a pack of six, pack
it's
of
like
eight.
A bottom feeding, a hempy style bucket, bottom feeding wicking bucket.
Sub-irrigated planter.
Thank you.
It's a number 20-gallon pot in an Auto Pot hybrid tray setup. One plant under an LEC 315. LEC, what is it? Light emitting ceramic.
Yeah.
He topped one time, scrogged out. He's got the Soul Home, which I've heard of these guys, Super Soil. They basically sell a bag of like pre-mix, they say, water only, the whole grow, with humic acid amendment and finished with some sugary, that's some type of sugar from I don't know which company, exhale bag to get a CO2. And he goes 190 grams yield, all 10, 12-inch tops, no lower popcorn buds. Fourth grow of 2018 completed the first year in the hobby.
Yeah,
first year as a grower. Dude, so you almost got 200 grams from 1 3 15. That's doing good.
Yeah, like I'm pretty definitely doing good. What the other guy though did what? We were talking the 1 gram per watt though is kind of the holy grail. That would be what? So that's 315 grams.
And he was doing that with much more efficient LEDs than this LED.
Sure,
is.
Sure. So I mean, this is great. Absolutely great work here, man.
Flower looks sick, man.
Beautiful.
Like it.
Beautiful.
Congrats on your first year of getting four grows under your belt right on time.
Yeah, so what happens if he steps up to a, you know, a 400-ish watt LED from a 300-watt, you know, 315-watt
What size fixture? Space does he say he's in right now? Does not say. I would recommend going a little bit bigger and going with like a 550, and if you have to dim it down, dim it down.
For sure.
But if not, fill that space you have with all light.
Right, fine. I'm taking if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I haven't it's grown beautiful. Under 315.
It ain't broke.
Yeah. I have one in my kitchen grown peppers and shit. I like the spectrum, visually, at least for me. I'm not even speaking for the plants.
Sure.
But yeah, shit looks good. All right, I'm gonna shut up before we get into what's going on at B Nails, man. Check out their portable vapes. Again, if you're at the Indo Expo, B Nails will be there. You can check out their Go Bee, which I actually have to get a part for them for the end of my Go Bee that I broke. My fault. I dropped it completely to the ground and shattered what you put to your lips there, the glass piece.
Yeah, I broke mine snowboarding the last time. I was just abusing it snowboarding. Fell on it and broke it.
But they got cool additions. What do you call them? A recycler, basically, guru?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it recycles the water back down in like a cool funnel type way.
As soon as you hit that thing, you'll understand why they call it a recycler.
Yes. But other than pens, rigs, parts, nails, coupon code DUDE across the site. If you're at the Indo Expo, please go say hi to them. Say DGC sent you.
Yeah.
And they'll give you a free rig. just start some BS promotion just to bombard somebody. All right. What's going on, man? I got a quick quote here, man. Can I give you a quote?
Yes, sir.
This just yesterday I was working out on at the gym. I was watching the movie, The Art of Flight. Beautiful film. I haven't seen it in a long time. It's about snowboarding, but it's done so well, anybody can enjoy it. So Travis Rice is an athlete. He had a comment. He was getting ready to travel the world, man. He's a world traveling snowboarder, badass. And he said, out of the film, he goes, you know, it's funny what's happened to us. Our lives have become digital. Our friends now virtual. And everything you want to know is now just a click away. Experiencing the world through endless secondhand information is not enough. If you want authenticity, we have to initiate it. I don't know. It stuck with me. So that's my feel good quote for the day, or kind of think about. If you want authenticity, you have to initiate it. Now, that's the part I really like about it.
You got to live it, man. Yeah, you got to live it. You can't just watch it on TV and be authentic.
So keep that in mind as you guys go about in your daily lives. And now let's get into what we're talking about. The human cells making up only 43% of the body's total cell count.
What the hell, man? What are you watching TV, or is this on?
Hey, I picked a good TV. Yeah, Netflix, guys, I'll shout out to A User's Guide to Cheating Death. And on this show, I was listening in, and they're bringing the point of it. It says human cells make up only 43% of the body's total cell count. The rest of your body is microscopic colonists. This includes bacteria, viruses, fungi, and archaea, organisms originally misclassified as bacteria. And the greatest concentration of microscopic life in the dark, murky depths of our oxygen of deprived bowels. Well, that's where it is. He goes, the greatest concentration of it is like deep in your gut.
Well, think about it. Why do you think people lose when they go on really heavy, like strong antibiotics? Why do you think they lose so much weight so fast?
Because all that microbes go right out.
It's because you literally just killed all the microbes in that person's body.
Yep.
And they have to pretty much recolonize that for them.
So bad. Let me finish my thought on it, though. I was sitting there just chilling, end of the night on the couch, irie, and then this guy here, give credit to Professor Rob Knight from the University of California, San Diego.
Oh, Bobby Knight's an amazing guy, man.
He told the BBC, you're more microbe than human. And I was sitting there being like, dude, because microbes affect so much. It's almost like you're more like alien. Like they control you in a sense. They control your health.
Sure.
To a degree, they control your happiness, your well-being, how you feel, how you might like – but they control a lot, and there's more microbes than anything else.
But think about before we started locking ourselves up in concrete boxes, you know, and taking steel cars, you know, to visit each other.
We're just a vehicle for the microbes, is what I was getting at, Scotty. Like, you're just in there like we're a puppet. Go ahead.
Yeah, I dig your point, brother. And what I'm trying to build on there is we're always just a piece of life on this earth, you know, and we would have to go and, you know, kill a chicken or eat its eggs or, you know, or grow, you know, food crops, whether it's grasses or corn or whatever the hell we grow to stay alive, or wheat, but we're always a piece of just one living organism, among a bunch of them. And it's what, maybe the last 50 or 60 years, they've tried to get us to think that we're kind of above that and better than that, and that the earth's just kind of there to serve us. I don't know, definitely a weird construct, no?
Yeah, no, I feel you there.
Yeah, but we've always been connected with this stuff, man. Like I said, I was reading this book.
The stuff we're learning recently is just continuing to be mind-blowing. Like, we're not even, like, you know, we know, like, less. I don't know, I forgot the comparison with space and, like, bacteria and microbes.
Sure.
Like, there's a lot of, like, analogies there with knowledge that is known and how deep it goes.
Yeah, like we probably know more about outer space, you know, or the moon than we do about some of the bacteria in our own guts. Something like that, maybe.
Potentially, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. But what were you reading?
Yeah, okay, this book's called I Contain Multitudes. It's funny because last night I couldn't sleep and I was just like, all right, I might as well throw on a microbe book. I didn't even know this was on today's show, so very cool.
Why? Because you know it'll put you to sleep, or since you can't sleep, you might as well listen to something.
If I can't sleep, I might as well listen to something.
All right,
exactly right. Something interesting. But it was talking about how these microbes, you've got so many of them in your gut. And Guru, check this out, man. They were talking about that. You're right. It's called Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. And it's one of these microbes that you have in your gut. If you have it, it can cause, like, I want to say Crohn's disease and all these bad things in your stomach. It can cause stomach ulcers, but it can also protect you in the right amounts. It can protect you from, like, esophageal cancer.
Or in the right amount, and it's just like a soil with the right amount of it in the right functional group with the right other microbes that are present.
There you go.
It's able to not have that negative effect, but actually have a positive effect. Which is actually really cool.
Yeah.
And that's a lot like how soil biology works, with having functional groups, and sometimes something is greater than a sum of its parts. Like, the effect it's able to have is more so than just like each one individually added together.
Yep. And they were saying there's thousands of different species of bacteria, pathogenic bacteria. There's like 100 that is going to hurt people. You know, it's interesting the way that works. You know, we're always scared of germs. They're always, you know, Lysol is getting us to clean the germs and the bacteria off our keyboards and all that stuff. But they're kind of meant to be there.
Some of them.
I recommend. Yes.
Wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
And who are you, Dr. Listerine over here?
This show, A User's Guide to Cheating Death, if you guys watch Netflix, they have a whole nother show about that, about the overuse of hand sanitizer. And like Guru's saying, they took it from an angle of, but there are circumstances, you know, if you're holding a pole in the subway, should you worry about cleaning your hands and sanitizing right away? Not really. And then they got into a little bit, which I'd like to know more about. How long does negative bacteria able to thrive or live on surfaces that aren't hospitable for it, such as a metal pole or, you know what I mean?
But what's negative bacteria? Like they were talking about that Bacillus thuringiensis, that BT stuff that they put in corn. You know, Monsanto has it coming out of corn now. But the doctor or the farmers used to spray it. They would occasionally spray it to kill bugs. And the way it would kill bugs, you would think it would just like kill them or not let them feed. It would cause like leaky bowel syndrome or leaky gut syndrome. And they die of basically sepsis. You know, their guts would just leak into their bloodstream. That's kind of interesting to think that those kind of things happen from microbes. It's not just a quick poison, though they can't eat and they starve to death. But it's kind of interesting to see that, and we can have that pass through us. It doesn't hurt us. At least
I like how you go, we get microbes from our foods and dogs and cats, but mostly humans get microbes from our mothers.
Yeah.
As far as I think about having dogs and like my daughter just, oh, let me hug the dog. I'm like, you know, you go deep. You know, dog's there licking its ass 5 minutes earlier, licking faces, and then stuff drops on the floor. Maybe the dog came in from outside and it stepped in dog. Like you can't, if you overthink it, you're going to go freaking insane.
Yeah, but those microbes aren't pathogenic to humans.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah,
I mean, some are, I'm sure. I'm sure there could be some, but for the most part, you know, so it's like they were saying in this book, it was good to have, you know, the more dogs and cats and interaction that you had. Of course, breastfeeding made a big difference because you get a lot of bacteria from your mother.
Just get transfusions from everyone. That's all you need. And you'll have the healthiest gut biome.
What would I do with $1 million?
That shit's legit. Totally. I mean, that is legit. The stats are there. It's
I say it in like jest, but transfusions have been like life-saving things for people with like irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, that's you're funny, healthy, right? Brought up. You ain't got epilepsy, do you?
No.
Huh. $1 million? Yeah. That's your price?
That's that you brought up breastfeeding. Another thing I've heard is the people that are brought into through a C-section is like they're missing out on introduction to different microbes versus like a vaginal birth, and that they're looking like researching ways to maybe they give the baby an inoculant or something from the mother, like cool stuff that they haven't looked at before that just makes sense, folks. Instead of this doesn't just make sense. What's that guy?
Makes sense? Sure it does. You know, those of us with the right kind of microscopes, you know, we know this kind of stuff, huh? Huh? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We're getting the news. Before the news, I'll remind you guys, as I am every show, February 15th, members giveaway, Extract Craft Source Turbo. Check out all the details on just becoming a member or listening to the show. Raffle. You can win it and enjoy all the other membership benefits. Over on dudegrows.com, if you click under membership benefits, guys, you can see a bit of them if you already are a member. And that's all I'm going to say for now. I'm going to keep it short because I want to get into the news here. It was just a tease for the Source Turbo. It's the Shatter Maker.
Yeah.
I like that name. I would have named it the Shatter Maker. And then the bike attorney would advise, like, dude, like, you're going to get flagged by a lot of different shit.
Yeah. Do that if you don't want to market it anywhere.
Exactly. No marketing available for you. All right. Let's hit these two news stories. First one here, 75-year-old Citrus County man arrested for selling marijuana.
Ooh, Citrus County. That's in Florida, man. And maybe there's one in California, but that's in Florida as far as I know. In the middle of Florida where you don't want to get caught with weed. It's the middle of Florida where everybody looks like that guy and has a gun. Yes.
I'm sorry. Do you know where Floral City is?
I don't, man, but I'm sorry. I was looking for butterflies, all right? I wasn't looking for shrooms, sir. You don't have to shoot at me.
All right, well, they found him with bags of cash. 75-year-old man in Citrus County was arrested on Tuesday for possessing and selling marijuana. Detectives say William Carlton Sr. was selling pounds of the illegal drug on a daily basis. During a search of his property, they got $25,000 in cash and a 20-gauge shotgun. I think
that's a successful guy right there, man. They should put him on a bus to the Pacific Northwest.
It's like, oh, God, he had a 20-gauge and wanted to shoot a squirrel every once in a while.
Well, possession of ammunition by a convicted felon, guru.
Is that even a crime anymore?
I thought they were giving felons in Florida their right to a gun back. I saw that somewhere.
And was he a cannabis felon?
Was it to vote? I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. Same thing.
So he's in some shit. He's a felon. He was slinging. He had a firearm. He had ammunition. All that shit's a no-no, especially if you're a felon. Not a no-no, maybe, depending on other circumstances.
I will say that I had this old lady next door neighbor that we'd hear shotgun blasts all the time. And I'd be like, what are you shooting at? And she was getting the birds off her trees, man. And when the birds would come land on her trees, she would shoot them off, man, so they wouldn't show up anymore. But that's how she was saving her harvest.
Sheriff Mike Prendergast had to chime in here, okay? He goes, it's not breaking news that the growing range of drugs in Florida are laced with fentanyl. Fentanyl is a synthetic opiate drug that can be fatal in small quantities. No one could know if the next batch of marijuana that Carlton would sell contained this deadly substance until it's too late.
Hey, this guy is brilliant because he's telling you, he's like, I'm not lying. It's not breaking news. It's not breaking news. You know what I mean? Like, it's not happening.
Fentanyl-laced marijuana is real and growing concern. That's why your sheriff's office will never stop enforcing the law and combating illegal drug activity to make Citrus County the safest community in Florida. Way to tie fentanyl in with some marijuana.
Right. Question one, sir. Did they find fentanyl anywhere with this guy?
Nothing to do with it.
Right. So question two, I guess, is the guy getting dressed in the morning saying, honey, do you think they'll buy it? I don't know.
Why would you put fentanyl in cannabis? I'm just trying to think like a drug dealer here.
You wouldn't, but this is for when you're talking to complete ignoramuses, you know, and people that have never smoked weed in their life or people that just
put the fear in them. Now yeah, they associate cannabis with fentanyl and they're like, oh shit.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so scary. The type of media that is going on these days.
It's all propaganda techniques.
It is.
Like in a scary way too.
In a really scary way. Cause what happens is now you can't believe the other side. You can't believe you. It's like, what a conversation is. Hey, show me your facts and I'll show you my facts. We'll have a conversation. We'll come to an understanding. And that just doesn't happen anymore because you can't even start a conversation because it's, I don't believe in your facts.
Do you think there should be a better sentencing guidelines for a 75-year-old gangster? I don't know. Like, he was just slinging some weed. Like, maybe they should be easier on him.
Well, I mean, yeah, 5-year sentence is basically a life sentence for him, man.
Well, yeah, just keep the 25K and tell him to be good. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is a drug, I'll say, that they're setting up stores to sell and collect taxes on, so they're not morally against it. Yeah. He said nothing bad about cannabis. What he said was it could have fentanyl in there.
Oh, you sound like an attorney there.
Do not hire me as an attorney, sir.
All right.
What is this here? One, man?
Man, this is just, if you guys are watching the video show, so we're looking at a picture here of a woman. Where is this at? Sorry.
It's got to be California, right? San Diego.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, this is out in Cali, I think. We're looking at a picture titled Women Swept Away and Injured by High Surf in Ocean Beach. And this picture is of a woman, like, kind of some high surf or rogue wave, I think it came up, and like hit the beach and she's like knocked down by the wave a little, holding onto a piece of wood.
Is that wood or is it fentanyl? Could be.
I could just picture her just sitting there being like, help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
She's looking right at the camera guy. In this picture, guys, whoever's taking, I mean, he could have a good focus. He looks like he's probably 30 feet away. And she's just looking directly at him, I think, thinking, why are you not helping me?
Could you fucking help?
I think he realized that she was just going to be okay.
You can't do that. You know, Guru before was playing the media. Like, well, he got a good moment. He got a good shot.
Yeah, he got a good picture of her.
By the way, where is she going to go? There really ain't much on the other side of that ladder.
The lesson here, I've seen it happen, is when shit happens in front of you, like there's two parts, like human nature sometimes, like say, let's say a fight breaks out somewhere.
You know, I was going to say this. Don't jump in with how I was going to finish your sentence. When shit happens in front of you, don't jump in, man. That's
not necessarily intercept, depending. There's so many variables that could tie into intercepting violence, depending. Who is it? Is it a woman? Is it a kid? What's going on? What are the circumstances?
Sure.
But in the sense of helping people, like, this dude should have freaking helped the lady. It's a woman in her mid-50s, like, down and out on the wave. And he's just like, hey, shit, this will make the news.
Yeah, he puts his camera down and somebody steals it. Then what, dude, huh?
Wait, did they give credit for the photographer here? No, they didn't.
No, he didn't want credit.
When crazy shit happens, it is sometimes instinct. I've almost been there. People want to film it. People want to pull out their phone because, shit, this is going to be good for my social media. This is going to be good for this. Don't forget, if you're in a situation where you
right,
help. Freaking help. Put your phone down. This is a put your phone down service announcement. Okay, just like I started the show.
When I had the opportunity to do that, I did both.
What's that?
I helped the kid, but also got on my phone.
Got the pictures too. Help me. Here. Here you go.
Yeah, I can only give you a hand. I got you.
You're running to save somebody with a selfie stick. Dear God. If I was like law enforcement, I'd beat you with it.
Ooh, a selfie stick. That would help out a bunch, man, right?
Then you accidentally fall in too. Yeah.
Huh. All right, cool. Thanks for bringing that up. So bring a selfie stick is the moral of the story?
Yes, bring a selfie stick. All right, guys. Hopefully you are hanging this weekend at the Indo Expo and everything's dandy. Have a good weekend. The weather looks like it might be pretty good. You never know what you're going to get in Denver this time of year, right?
Yeah. Hey, can we do a DGC survey? How many of our crew owns a selfie stick? I'd like to know. Hoping it's in the teens.
I have a Canadian selfie stick.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, man. Here, I'll show you. I'm reaching right into you right now, but it's kind of weird. Here it is. I don't know if it's a gag gift or what, but it says it's a bonus mini selfie stick made, and it says on the side, made for Canada. I have no clue.
Not even made in Canada.
Made for Canada. Canada. Do not bring that down.
It's a modern. That is coming down. That's a gift for somebody this weekend. All right.
Love it.
Put it in the bag with some shout-outs, man. I got Cultivore, Savant, and School of Hard Nugs. What up, Justin?
It's Cultivator Savant, man. Thank Cultivator you. Savant. OG Cookies Bag and Wire Nuts 420.
Beard Water.
Sounds delicious.
Cosmic Charlie.
Hey, don't forget about Sonny Chiba himself, man. Best martial artist.
Your flip-flops and the chair at the beach, Sonny Chiba.
No, Sonny Chiba's a martial artist, man.
Oh, okay.
There's a triple feature going on tonight, man. You want to hang out and watch it?
Yes.
I'm going to ask my girl anyhow. Don't matter. Freshwater Farms, what's up?
Mount Duty in Michigan, or am I Frosted Lake?
Yeah.
Stay high, my friends. And we'll be back. We'll be gone for maybe a minute, maybe two, being at the show, getting some work done.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Take it easy, dude.
I feel like when you make shows consistently enough. Some people love to blaze up the tank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And when the boss man says to take a little break, that means we lighten up a dude. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bong. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed. It's just weed. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to smoke it out in loud. Yeah. Now if the big man catch you riding high, why he hates the tank, just look at how he's being paid. Now, don't lock up me for smoking weed. I ain't done nothing wrong.